The ruins of a historic site's underground chamber in Hangzhou, Zhejiang Province, are now covered by coins and banknotes thrown by well-wishing tourists. Though at first glance uncontroversial, the behavior of those tourists have received mixed reaction from the public. So guys, tell me more about why are the maintenance staff not happy about this Leifeng Pagoda getting all that cash?
Well, if you are a maintenance staffer, I'm sure you will be unhappy as well, because if
Why?
people keep doing that, then you have extra work to do. So, of course, you will feel tired. But I think more people want to know why, in this particular case, this has become such a big deal. That has something to do with, obviously, the legend of Leifeng Pagoda. According to legend, it is where the mythological white lady snake, Bai Shi, was imprisoned. So, if you know anything about the Chinese fairy tale, Leifeng Pagoda is associated with a touching love story between a white snake spirit and a mortal man. So, that's kind of like, ooh, forbidden. Anyway,
Forbidden love.
legend has it that the white snake took on the appearance of a beautiful lady after acquiring the supernatural powers over thousands of years, and then she met this scholar, handsome scholar named Xu Xian, on the Broken Bridge, and they instantly fell in love, and
Oh.
so they soon got married afterwards. However, there was this evil monk,法海, and he obviously could not stand this forbidden love, so he imprisoned Snake White under the Leifeng Pagoda, because he believes man and snake should never fall in love, should never, get together. And 20 years later, their child earns the Zhuangyuan, the top scholar in the ancient Chinese history. So he became the Zhuangyuan in the imperial examination, and he returns home in glory to visit his parents. Of course, being Xu Xian and Bai Suzhen. So, because this filial piety moved others, maybe Fa Hai included, they decided to free Bai Suzhen from Leifeng Pagoda. So the family finally had a happy ending. And obviously, this happy ending kind of story touched a lot of people, and they thought because of that, it was a very good way to wish for romance, wish for anything basically nice. So every time they go there, they like to throw coins into this particular thing so that they feel like, oh, I could maybe rub some of that good luck onto myself.
Yeah, and I feel like when it comes to when a story related to like true love or a miracle like that, people be tend to believe that there will be something in the site where this all happened, something special there, and then they decided to, well, flip a coin to have some good luck. And this is not the it isn't the only case here, because back in 2015, a 200-year-old stone tablet in Beijing was left riddled with marks made by flying coins. And also, there has been reports saying that groups of worshippers arrived at Guiyuan Temple in Wuhan, throwing coins on at the main shrine for good luck. And temple workers have to wear helmets to protect themselves from shower of coins when they are cleaning the doorways. So apparently, people don't stop even if when they see others in the site, they keep throwing coins. That's so interesting. Is that a habit that tourists have developed throughout the years, or gradually picked it up, that throwing coins at a cultural relic or in that cultural relic site can bring you good luck? That is a little bit puzzling for me, as I can understand that throwing in coins, let's say in a wishing well or in a fountain, you see that in many different places around the world and in European countries too. It's not been seen as something that is a disdain or something that's forbidden, and it comes from European folklore that apparently in the fountain or wherever, or a well, when obviously there's water and there's a deity that comes from the water, can grant you wishes if you throw in coins and that kind of thing. So I think there is, to some extent, a shared practice, not just here in China. But here we're talking about cultural relics that could potentially be damaged or have already been damaged, like what Niu Honglin has cited here. And I remember a few years ago when I was touring the Ming tombs in Beijing in the suburban area, and I remember in their underground palace, there are, I'm sure there are still these huge coffins that supposedly kept the bodies of the emperor and his wives back then. And I didn't understand why, but people were throwing money at the coffin. And the coffin is so old, possibly duplicates, but still with all these metal things being thrown at it, it's not good for preservation, that kind of thing. So can people be stopped here?
Yes, I think that's a very good question. However, I think what's more important here is you should ask people, why are they doing this? Because personally, I agree with you 100%. I think it makes perfect sense if people are throwing coins into a fountain or a pond, you know, anywhere water is involved, because that makes sense, because they're called well-wishing pond to begin with. However, if you just throw coins at, let's say, a mummy, it just doesn't make any sense. So, like I said, the question you should ask is, why do people keep doing this? And I think a very obvious answer is, too many Chinese people just have this 人云亦云 habit. They see what other people are doing, and they just feel like, oh, I have to do it as well. Otherwise, I'm the odd one out. Something to that effect. So I guess that is causing a lot of problems. In particular, in this case, if people have done something bad and you're not questioning it, and you're just following suit, then you're just spreading the bad.
But if there are already signs there saying don't throw, as apparently can be found in the Leifeng Pagoda underground palace chamber, so people don't see and still do it?
No, the first few ones, obviously they have done something bad because they are breaking the rules and they are blatantly ignoring what should be acceptable behavior. And that's bad enough. On top of that, the ones after these few continue to do this because they just want to follow suit, and they're not even paying attention to what's on the sign.
I totally agree, and it feels like, excuse me.
it gets her so worked up.
Yes. It feels like whenever there is a container, like round, square, no one cares, it's just a box there, people started to throw money in it, which, well, is confusing. And also back to the water-related, let's say, a pond or a fish tank. Sometimes I see these fish tanks in some temple or something. People started to throw banknotes or coins in it, and I see fish swimming above, and I feel like it's not healthy. It's not clean. It might harm the fishes, but no one seems to care. And that is just, I don't think it'll bring any good luck to.
That's interesting. And also, the part that I can't really wrap my head around is, in this day and age, getting a little bit more money seems to be a good thing. And with the Leifeng Pagoda, apparently they're raising more than 20,000 yuan just via this way. But why are the staff members not happy about that? You're getting extra money, and rarely has that been a point of protest.
That's true. A lot of people are saying they could just use this money to maybe continue their maintenance work, so the building or the place could look fancier. You know, that's an option. But I think if you really work there and if you really care about those things, you might think the preservation of, say, let's say, those mummies is more important than raising a certain amount of money.
And also, when it's 20,000 yuan, it's only 20,000 yuan every year. So when you think about the time period, it doesn't seem like a lot of money anymore. And I think people also have different habit when it comes to different relics. I've seen people hanging locks on bridges, and then the bridges just collapse because it's too heavy. This incident happened. And also someone like to tie red ropes on trees for some reason to wish for safety and happiness. And that act may feels like feels I feel that that act that kind of acts are better, because if you properly maintain those behavior, it's all right. But when you're throwing coins into historic relics, when the behavior can actually harm the relics, it's no longer okay, since we all know they are not getting any better, or it's hard enough to preserve them.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. Also, that's what, you know, hits the head on the nail with this issue. That is, maintenance work or preservation of cultural relics is, it can be a very delicate activity, and it needs your help as a tourist. That is not to do anything to destroy it. And sometimes I think tourists don't really sort of they follow suit with what other people do, like Liu Yan said, or sometimes don't really pay very close attention to signs and what shouldn't be done, that kind of thing. And we've got so many messages coming in regarding this topic, which has kind of taken me by surprise. And our WeChat listener, Han, longtime listener, and usually has something interesting to say. And this time, Han, you live up to my expectation. He says they should put a huge QR code on top of the Leifeng Pagoda so that people can scan it and donate money instead of throwing in all those coins and banknotes. And yeah, the QR code is very popular in China. I think if you ask a person from the UK, they would say, QR what? That is so 2009. It really didn't take off in certain developed countries. But yes, a QR code, scanning it and pay some money or give it as a tip or donation, yeah, that sounds like something that modern Chinese people would do. And Yun Yi says they just want to try and test, see if the white snake, Bai Niangzi, is a money worshiper or not. I like your sense of humor. And Bob says, well, Bob the pilot says, why is this a problem? In Western countries like the US, this is a common practice, and periodically the caretakers of the tourist attraction will gather up all the money and put it towards the upkeep of the attraction itself. Instead of discouraging the practice, they should be happy for the donations. And yeah, I think Bob, the pilot, you make a good point, but
but the thing is, those people who throw the coins don't necessarily think, I have just made a donation. They're probably just doing it for fun. There's a big difference there.
Yes, and also the maintenance and preservation of cultural relic sites is definitely something we need to take under consideration. And Shi Liu says that the part that I understand about Chinese tourists is when you go see a tourist attraction, when you visit a site, why can't you just take in all the memory, but you have to do something interactive with it? Why do you have to go through that trouble? Well, that's an interesting way of looking at it, and I think you're a very mature tourist.